I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm talking with the most famous NFL referee ever, Mr. Ed Hockley. Congratulations on making the cover of Sports Illustrated. What was it like to be back on the field again?
Well, thank you, Pat. It was really great. It was good to get out there, and the fans and the coaches and the players were really very nice and very appreciative.
You're a lawyer and a referee. Does being a lawyer help with refereeing?
Yes, it really does. I didn't think about that when I started refereeing, but it's really turned out that it helps me in a lot of ways. As a lawyer, one of the things that we're obviously worried about all the time is what is the law and how do we interpret the law to whatever the situation is. And that's the same thing that happens out on the football field. You've got rules, and we have to constantly interpret them to apply them to whatever is going on out on the football field.
According to The Atlantic magazine, you're a celebrity. You were even on The Cleveland Show in cartoon form. Do you think of yourself as a celebrity?
I don't think of myself as a celebrity at all. The celebrities are the players. Those are the ones that have got the amazing talent and ability and that have practiced for so many years to reach the level of the NFL where they are. And I've always I kind of chuckle at the fact that I do have this sort of a semi-celebrity or famous status, but all I am is an administrator. I'm just out there to try to keep the game fair, and the real talent is the people that are around me. So sometimes I get called a celebrity, but I don't really agree with it. I think that I'm surrounded by real celebrities.
Have you ever made a call that changed the outcome of a game?
Yes, I have. Of course, any call that we make could change the outcome of the game. You never know what would happen. If you call a holding penalty, for example, and maybe if you hadn't called that holding penalty, the team might have scored a touchdown, and then later on they would have won by one touchdown, and that would be the result. So any call can change the outcome of the game. I made a particularly famous mistake 4 years ago in a game that was late in the game that certainly affected the outcome of that game.
Who were the teams?
That was Denver and San Diego were playing. And there was about 2 minutes to go or so in the game, and I ruled a play was an incomplete pass, and I should have ruled it was a fumble. And, of course, you never know because there's still 2 more minutes to go in the game and anything could happen. But as it turned out, that ruling that I had a very significant effect in that game, and I felt really bad about it.
Which player and which coach gave you the worst reactions to a call?
Well, you would probably have to say that probably is based on which game we're talking about, because in every game there's players and there's coaches that get upset about things. The emotions are high. Football is a very emotional game. And so there are always coaches and players that get upset about things, but hopefully we're right. And most of the time we are. If we're not, we don't last in the NFL for very long.
Have you ever been run over by a player?
The number one goal is to stay out of the way because those guys are also much bigger and faster than we are. But I've had a couple of situations where players have hit me, and they've always been good about it and joke with me about it and apologetic. They certainly don't try to hit me when I'm out there. I had one situation with Junior Seau. Many years ago where he hit me and I joked, and I mean I commented, I said, "Oh, don't worry about it, you just got me in my blind spot," and he joked at me, he says, "Oh, I got you right between the eyes, huh?"
Sports Illustrated talked about your famous guns. What's your workout routine?
Well, I do, I spend an hour on cardio just about every day, and 7 days a week, and that's working on machines and running on the treadmill and things like that for my legs and for my wind. And then 4 days a week, I also lift weights, different body parts, and I just change up the lifting. The most important thing for lifting weights, I think, really is to lift with intensity. You want to exhaust your muscles on every set that you do, and vary the different kinds of lifts that you do. I think beyond that, it doesn't really matter as long as you work hard at whatever the lifts are.
How much do you lift?
Well, people ask me that question, and I don't know the answer because I'm sure I would embarrass myself if I actually knew how much I lifted. I think people think that I'm a lot stronger than I really am. When I lift sets of 8 or 10 at a time. And if I can't get it up 8 or 9 times, I'll go to a lighter weight because that's what I'm trying to accomplish rather than trying to see how heavy a weight I can lift.
Are you allowed to have a favorite football team?
Well, there's no rules that say I can't have a favorite football team, but it's pretty impossible to have a favorite football team because you probably have. Who's your favorite team, Pat?
I like the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, well, take the Atlanta Falcons. You probably watch them on TV quite a bit, don't you?
Yes.
Well, that's one of the reasons that you are their fans, because you know who the players are, and you watch them most every week. You get invested in the different players because you know who they are. Well, the way our schedule is set, I normally only officiate any team once a year. So I'm spread around, and each week I'm seeing two different teams, and I never see a team, never more than twice, and usually only once a year. So you really don't know who the players are on the different teams, and you don't have the ability to develop being a fan for any particular team like most people are who get to watch one team every week.
Any advice for the kids in our audience about playing football?
It's a great sport. It really is a great sport. And I think the most important advice that I would give, though, is remember it's a game and have fun with it. Try your best. I believe that in anything you do, you should always try to be the best that you can be and work hard to be the best at anything that you do, whether it's sports or academics or other games that you might be playing. But have fun with it because it is a game and it's meant to be a good time.
Your son, Sean, just refereed his first NCAA football game, Arizona State versus California. How did he do?
He did a great job. He did a great job. That was his first one this year. He's been working in NCAA for a few years now, but that was his first one of the year. And I was able to go to that game. And so I got to watch him, and it was really a lot of fun, and I'm very proud of the great job that he's doing.
My last question is this. I read that you have 10 grandkids who call you Papa Touchdown. Can you name them all in 10 seconds? Go.
Okay, there is Devin and Ryan and Samantha and Brooks and Leanne. There is Emily and Dustin, and there's Brooklyn, and there's Addison. Did I get them all? Oh, and Taylor. I forgot Taylor.
You got them.
I would have been in trouble if I didn't get them.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was nice talking to you, and congratulations on this project. Good luck to you.